SBS हिंदी।
कहानियां क्यों कही जाती हैं? ताकि जिंदगी को समझा जा सके। इसलिए जिनकी कहानियां कही नहीं जाती वे इतिहास में खो जाते हैं। इसलिए जरूरी है कि आपकी कहानी कही जाए। और यहां आपकी से मेरा मतलब है ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहने वाले दक्षिण एशियाई मूल के लोग, वहां से आकर बसे लोग। तो कहानी कहने की ये जिम्मेदारी होती है रचनात्मक लोगों की। उनकी जिम्मेदारी होती है कि वे अपनी आसपास घट रही घटनाओं की जिंदगियों को कहानियों में कह दें। और ऐसी ही कोशिश कर रही हैं बीना भट्टाचार्य। बांग्ला मूल की बीना बिहाइंड क्लोज डोर्स नाम की एक कोशिश के 10 विजेताओं में से एक हैं। बिहाइंड क्लोज डोर्स को क्यूरियस का एक प्रोजेक्ट है जिसने पश्चिमी सिडनी के 10 होनहार लेखकों को खोज निकाला है। ये लेखक और फिल्म निर्माता अब 8 शॉर्ट फिल्म्स बनाएंगे। बीना लेखकों में भारतीय मूल की अकेली फिल्मकार हैं और वो समझाती हैं कि पश्चिमी सिडनी में ऐसी क्या खास बात है कि उसमें इस तरह की प्रोजेक्ट की जरूरत पड़ी।
It's all about finding diverse voices from Western Sydney and connecting them with audiences because there's a belief that there's a real audience for what we're doing. Western Sydney is a huge, diverse, about, I think they say something like 10%, 1 in 10 Australians are actually living in Western Sydney right now. So there's a real need for content that connects authentically with people who live in Western Sydney.
2017 में बीना वाइल्ड डांसर्स नाम की एक शॉर्ट फिल्म बना चुकी हैं जिसे खूब नाम मिला था। अंग्रेज माँ और बांग्ला पिता की दूसरी बेटी बीना कहती हैं कि उनका लालन पालन भी वैसे ही हुआ जैसे दूसरे भारतीय बच्चों का होता है, यानी मेहनत करो, अच्छे नंबर लाओ, अच्छी नौकरी करो आदि संदेशों के साथ। लेकिन उनकी जिंदगी में एक चीज ऐसी शामिल थी जिसने उनके भविष्य की दिशा तय की और वो थी बॉलीवुड की फिल्में।
I grew up watching a lot of Bollywood. I love Mithun Chakraborty, you know, good Bengali name. So I grew up watching a lot of 80s Bollywood, but I was also exposed to a lot of Satyajit Roy. My father loved a lot of Hollywood movies as well. So I definitely had that influence from my father.
इसलिए बीना ने नौकरी वगैरह करने के बाद फैसला किया कि फिल्में बनाई जाएं। और जब उन्होंने फिल्म बनाने की बात सोची तो वो कैसी कहानियां सुनाना चाहती थी?
I feel like the sort of stories that I can speak will speak to a lot of other mixed race people. But I think, and that's something that I always say as well, like to everyone, I always just say, write a film or write a story that you, write a film you would want to go and see yourself. That rather than what you think your duty is, you know, then you'll actually make something much better.
दरअसल बीना मानती हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया है तो मल्टीकल्चरल देश, लेकिन यहाँ मल्टीकल्चरल कहानियाँ अभी भी सलीके से कही नहीं जा रही हैं। क्योंकि जब मल्टीकल्चरलिज्म की बात होती है तो मामला बस खाने पीने पर आकर अटक जाता है।
And I think, like you say, that's the kind of element of multiculturalism that doesn't get talked about. It's not just about food and language, and it can be really deeper in terms of, you know, how willing are you to express a different opinion? How willing are you to get involved in the political argument? How willing are you to, you know, say that you're unhappy with something? And I feel in those ways, I'm a very typical Indian and very much an argumentative Indian.
और भारतीय तो होते हैं argumentative. पर क्या ऑस्ट्रेलिया में जन्मी बीना हैं भारतीय है? या यूं कहूं टिपिकल इंडियन हैं क्या वो?
I always talk about growing up on Indian cinema in particular and with an Indian father and with Indian relatives that were all larger than life and lots of opinions and very animated in the way they spoke. And then you're trying to fit in and be cool with Australian kids that are all about repressing their feelings and not being too smart and not working too hard. So that's how you be a cool Australian, you know.
तो typical Indian तो वो हैं, और typical Bengali? क्या वो typical Bengali हैं? बिना बड़े मजेदार से तरीके से समझाती हैं।
I always joke that Bengalis are like the Melbourneites of India. They're always, they think they're very superior to other parts of India. You know, we are the cultural epicenter. 5 Nobel Peace Prize from India, all Bengali. I think in some ways I am, but I don't speak the language, which is something that's actually a big theme of my work.
फिर दिक्कत क्या होती है? क्यों ऐसी कहानियां नहीं कही जाती जो अप्रवासियों की, विदेश में जन्मे लोगों की और फिर यहाँ आकर बसे लोगों की असली जिंदगी को कह सकें? यहाँ रहने वाले क्रिएटिव लोग क्या कर रहे हैं?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, to put it into context, I'm from Australia. I grew up here. When in the early 90s in Britain, they had that TV show Goodness Gracious Me, and it was all Desi. It was a whole TV show full of South Asian comedians. That, you know, it's 30 years later in Australia, and we've never had anything like that. We had one Indian family on Neighbours. for like a month, you know? So I feel like Australia is very behind South Asian creative communities. And in Australia, we haven't had any kind of movement like that. So yes, I feel like the stories have been a little bit stuck in those old-fashioned tropes about, you know, the cultural clashes. We had Lion, which was a film based on a memoir by an Indian adoptee, and I think that touched on some really interesting cross-cultural issues.
But the story was told not by an Indian.
People who aren't adopted can still relate to feeling like your home is somewhere very far away. So that's very literal, being abducted, literally lost and having to grow up with white parents is extremely literal, but most immigrants have some degree of that kind of feeling of sort of being far away from your roots.
बीना कहती हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया कहने को मल्टीकल्चरल देश है और कहने को व्हाइट ऑस्ट्रेलिया नीति भी खत्म हो चुकी है, लेकिन लोगों के जहन में उसके कण, उसके अंश बाकी हैं और यही वजह है कि बहु सांस्कृतिक कहानियां पीछे छूट जाती हैं.
See, the thing is, every time you talk about the creative diaspora in Australia, there's layers and layers and layers of things to unpack in terms of why the stories might be quite elementary. So the first is, Australia has a tiny film industry, like teeny tiny. You know, India has 1 billion people, which means it can support much, much richer stories and different stories. We're a country that, even though in a practical sense, I think we're one of the more peaceful, successful multicultural countries in a lot of ways, but the white Australia policy still really exists in people's minds here. I don't know why, but the colonizers really got into people's minds here. So most Australians have this very idyllic kind of perception of their country as a white country, and they haven't really tolerated stories that center non-white people for whatever reason. I mean, it's very complicated, and I think it's rooted in how this country was founded. We've never really dealt with our past. We've never really dealt with the fact that this kind of ancient black land that's been colonized by white people. We've kind of never really dealt with that as a nation.
तो भाई इसलिए बीना और उन जैसे सात और फिल्मकार को क्यूरियस के राइटर्स रूम में बैठे इस वक्त कहानियां गढ़ रहे हैं. उम्मीद है कि वे हमारी और आपकी कहानी भी कहेंगे.
SBS हिंदी, हमारी कहानियां फेसबुक पर. sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए.